If touch boundaries are not honored by all men, it can be damaging to the emotional, psychological health of other men.
How is touching another dude going to help that?
The last thing you want when you go for a snuggle is to fucking hear a...
Oh my God.
And then, you don't want that at all.
You don't want the human centipede.
There's boundaries. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Fucking boundaries.
Jester's Academy is a weekly comedy satire podcast hosted by Dustin, Macho, Chris, and Bob. All planes of existence.
Well, everybody knows your name.
Boom, and we're live. How are you, sir?
Great. My name's Dustin. Joining me tonight is Chris. He goes like this.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm a victim.
Oh, no.
Yep.
What happened, dude?
Theft. Bad.
Oh, no.
Feels bad. Hate it.
How? Did they, like, steal your identity, or?
It feels like they came in my home.
Okay.
Tied me to a bed.
No. What happened?
Stole your thunder.
I'm going to get into it. They stole from me.
Oh, my God.
I'm a victim of a crime. But we'll get into it later on, I guess.
Well, I'm doing great.
That's good.
I'm sorry.
I should have asked.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about your unfortunate run of luck.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad.
That's disturbing.
Sorry.
Oh, hey, Macho.
Oh, hey, man.
How's it going, man?
No, I'm doing fine.
Hey, have you been giving information to any outside sources lately?
Not that I'm aware of.
Sounds believable. Also joining us tonight is Bobby. Goes like this.
What's up?
Hey, man.
How we doing?
Not great. I was a victim. Someone
really?
Stole from me.
Again?
Yeah, I've been trying to say this. I've been robbed.
That's weird because I recently took up stealing.
That's, well, in a way, we all have been robbed.
Huh.
Oh, no.
All four of us have been robbed.
Wow, because I feel great right now.
Right?
Are you
sure?
Are you when I... You won't feel great when I finish what happened to us.
Okay. I'm really happy. I don't know.
Has anybody seen Stand Against Evil? The show?
Yeah.
It's pretty dope, right? It's a funny-ass show. John C. McGinley fights the demons and everything.
Yeah.
It's great.
I liked it.
Season 1 was amazing. Season 2 had some problems for me.
Why?
Do tell.
Well, I was watching Season 2, loving it. Stand Against Evil is a dope show. Must have a lot of funny ideas they get from certain places. I don't know where. The producer of that show is a guy named Dana Gould.
Okay.
A regular on the Adam Carolla podcast. And Stand Against Evil was advertised very heavily in the Comedy Bang Bang podcast group. So this man is very connected in the podcasting world.
Interesting.
I'm not saying when we make a show... It goes to every... I get we're not mainstream.
It's out there for anyone.
But when I explain how we were robbed, it's going to sound questionable at best. If maybe I'm just making this shit up.
I don't like the way he's saying it. It's making me nervous a little bit.
Oh, it made me real upset. So I was watching Season 2. Great show.
Do I got to get my gun?
And John... Yes.
Okay.
By maybe, I mean yes.
Chris,
John C. McGinley calls a plumber because his toilet backs up.
Fuck, I remember this episode.
The plumber shows up. His name's Bill. Just a regular guy name, right? Bill happens to be a demon. Bill the plumber demon.
Bill the plumber demon. Oh, really?
Yeah, this episode aired November 7th.
He's like super cool and
there's
shit.
More than one plumber demon?
Apparently, because this episode aired November 7th, 2018.
Sounds
about after Steve showed up here at Jester's studio. That's just me loading my gun.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a theft, right? I mean, okay, parallel thinking's a thing, but how fucking random is the idea of a demon that is also a plumber who also just has like a regular Steve name?
You know, now that I'm thinking about that episode, it does kind of seem sketchy to me. Because he started off trying to kill the dude and then wound up being
like
super
a
cool.
Yeah.
And then was
at the end, he was kind of still on demon.
Kind of still a dick, yeah, I mean...
Kind of like our dude Steve.
Kind of like how he did me, I gotta say.
That's so weird.
It feels thefty.
Yeah, I'm not liking it now.
No, I don't either. I tweeted directly at him. He said some shit about Trump or something, and I just put under it in the comments and every tweet. I was like, hey man, speaking of that, Steve the Plumber's been going on since 2017, and all of a sudden, Bill the Plumber? Parallel thinking, question mark? Like, I see you, Dana.
Yeah, no,
I see you.
I see you.
I just want you to know I see
you. I got you, bro. Yeah. I scoped you.
I want you to know I see you.
Yeah, I don't like that. That doesn't feel good with me. That doesn't sit very well with me.
Like I immediately looked at the credits and I saw, oh, this dude is actually really into podcasting.
Wow.
Hmm.
Can't do that, man.
Nah. We don't
what
do that.
What are the chances?
That's not very fucking good.
All right? Like, no, what are the chances low of that shit?
If his name was Steve, I would have straight up sent a letter.
Yeah. We would have booked a flight.
I would have booked a lawyer.
Oh, man, it's so weird because he is in the show. He's like the worst fucking plumber demon.
He's not a good demon, right? He's just kind of like a plumber.
Yeah, he's like the worst plumber fucking dude ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kind of like Steve.
Kind of like Steve.
Yeah, man. I mean,
but Steve will clean them fucking pipes.
Yeah, but I've Steve never. Will get it done. I think we've only had Steve clean one pipe.
I don't know if he has the enough writers guys, and creative possibilities.
It's Dustin's pipe.
Guys, we said Steve so many times.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Steve?
I think he's been stolen.
I think he's been stolen.
Fuck.
They took him right out of Dustin's
Steve went to Hollywood.
Now I understand why.
No, I've
said
actually
that
felt way better. I haven't had any issues with that. I've been taking vitamins.
Hey, boys, how's it going?
Hey, Steve. Yeah, what's up, my dude?
Oh, pretty good. You still a piece of shit?
Always,
he's
you know.
Always been a piece of shit.
I've always been that
always
kind of way.
Forever. I wouldn't have it any other way.
You know, I'll see you pretty soon. It's cool, man. Yeah. Time's coming.
You're one of my boys.
I got a question.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, okay. Are you familiar with Bill?
Oh, Bill, my brother. The one that shouldn't be.
Yeah, pretty much. Exactly. Yeah. Like, so you're related?
What's his deal?
In a way, yeah. My DNA was stolen and put into a television show, and it's a theft.
Oh, so it is a theft.
It's a for sure theft.
Okay. So how do we get that back? Is there any way to like merge him back to you? Like, is there a way to steal him back or something? Like, can we like shove him inside you or something?
I'm my own kind of dude. I don't know what this guy was. He didn't have a very interesting accent at all. The actor didn't even seem to be trying. Yeah. His voice didn't change.
No, I guess you're right about that.
His name was Bill. Bills are usually douchebags across
the board.
Yeah,
it's usually like a normal type of motherfucker anyways, right?
99% of the time.
Bill's a douchebag. Yeah.
He seemed like a douche.
I make a list of them. Bill, Chris, it just goes on.
Whoa.
Hey, buddy.
Not you.
Of
not
course
you.
Not me.
Just
but
Chris,
more, but
just Chris in
thing.
General, right?
Just, yeah.
Just in general.
Okay.
Fairly basic ass names, you know? Yeah, basic ass sure. names. Kind of like Bob.
My voice for sure wasn't stolen, but just one more thing I got to ask. My wife would kill me if I didn't ask.
Uh-huh. Wait, you have a wife? Why haven't we ever met her? We're supposed to be your dudes.
My eye fell out. I got to go.
Oh, shit.
See you guys later.
All right. See you, man.
All right, buddy.
He's gone.
Isn't
it weird when he gets sucked back in?
Yeah.
Am I the only one
who finds straight through my glass eye.
Like, I don't
mind a gross.
I don't get it. Every time, Dustin has to change his pants.
But why are the pants on his head? That's what I want to know.
I've never understood that either. It doesn't make sense. Like, he wears a like a diaper.
Before I did the Steve thing, I had a for sure segue. I was like, oh, this will go perfect into, and it's not. Damn.
And it's not. I had a thought. And
no, you didn't.
It was something I was going to make fun of.
Prove it. Are you going to make fun of me?
I forgot what it
oh,
was.
Oh, cool,
now.
Man. I just had a fucking demon come to my glass eye, and you're going to fucking come at me right now?
With Steve.
Why, sorry, what was you saying?
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, you say, I was walking out and I heard you say my name.
Oh, you don't exactly walk out. You kind of get like blasted out and then sucked
There's
in.
There's no reason to get into the details. Yeah, it gets fucking crummy.
It's weird. It's weird.
I take my own way out.
Okay, well, all right, man. It's been real, bro.
Oh, okay. I talk. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
All right, see ya.
I don't remember. Actually.
Tommy sucked right into my tongue. I can still feel him there. My tongue is heavy now.
Swallow, bro. Just swallow. Steve comes over here and just wants to bust my balls.
I didn't want to bring up. I didn't want to do Steve. I just wanted to bring up the fact that someone stole our Steve. I mean, that's our idea, right?
I know. It's for all sure. The time with the.
Is that not too random?
You know, that's not the first fucking other podcast or anything like that or movie or some shit that has stole our ideas.
There's been silly things where I'm like, yo, the Joe Rogan podcast said fuck shit. That's our thing. Like, okay, it's not our thing, though.
So it's okay, though, right? I mean, you changed the name, so that makes it okay.
Yeah, it's Bill now.
So we could do that.
Yeah, we have Ted, the immortal from Scotland.
Yeah.
There can only be one, Ted.
There can only be one, but yet there's multiple.
Yeah.
Born to be kings, we're the princes of the earth.
just run around, you know, cutting people's heads off.
So it's fine to
shit.
Take someone else's ideas if you just change the name.
Apparently. Because that's gonna let it bother capitalism. Me,
capitalism.
Yeah. Isn't that just a fun word?
Yeah. Whenever I hear it, I
got to
say it.
You got to, right?
On a song or some
like
shit.
Fucking capitalism.
Yeah, capitalism.
See? It just rolls off the tongue. Great. Chris, say it. Say it with me. Capitalism. No, come on. It's right there. It's right there. Chris, come on. Almost. Now put a T.
Lism.
No, not penis.
Capitalism.
No.
Who said fucking penis?
Nobody said penis.
What the fuck are you talking about, bro? You got dick on the brain.
I think at most he said capitalism. But none of that sounded like penis.
It almost did. I was trying. I was trying to help him out
you know,
a little bit.
Like a penis. You know?
Like a penis.
See?
Hey,
like you guys penis. Ever notice how Macho's kind of like a penis?
I have.
I don't look like one. Okay.
No, but you definitely have.
You see, so, I'm
around the, face area.
Yeah. All the extra skin.
All the smoke.
All
in
the
here.
Extra skin around the face.
The perma here. Hoodie. It's actually very thick
the
in here.
The perma hoodie.
Jesus I love Christ. That.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I want that to be a running joke.
It's pretty good, man.
Perma
it's
hood.
A good one.
It's a dick joke. Yeah, I mean, you can't.
I'm going to put that on Jessler's cat.
Yeah, tattoo
page.
It on your fucking
straight
hoodie.
Straight out the perma hood.
To tow it on your pain.
Tattoo it on your pain. God, I really do need to fart.
What the fuck, Dustin?
Nothing. You know, Sapphire knows what farts are now.
Nice.
Does she laugh?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I didn't think she'd know. I didn't think she would fucking... It was just me and her in the house. She was eating on her tray, and I was playing a video game through the window of my kitchen into the TV. And it was just me and her, and I just fucking let one go. And I hear her slam both hands across the tray and turn her head real quick and look at me. I look over and she just got that biggest smile. And she's like, ha, 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 ha. And I lost it. I didn't know she knew what that was. She's like, you farted. Yeah, you beefed that.
You farted.
She don't even speak English, but you beefed that.
Awesome. It's always good, man. When they're at that age. The age that she's at now, man, is the great age.
Yeah.
It really is because they're fucking fun. They're fun. You know what I'm saying? They're laughing.
You're never
shit.
Ready when
they do
something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're never ready for it. So it's just fun. And then they get past that.
Fucking Aries goes around and like, high five and puts his hand up and she high fives him. And I'm like, this is a thing she fucking does?
Yeah.
And no one told me.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many times I could just say some shitty stuff to Sylvia like, well, maybe you should just make me a sandwich and just throw my hand up. And she'd high five that. It would just make my days better.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah, man, it's great.
She doesn't do it for me, though.
No? I tried a little while ago, and she was just like looking at me with a smile like, nah.
Yeah, nah. She only high-fives Aries.
You
he
really
just throws
that?
His hand up, and she slaps it.
I think the whole time since I've known that she was doing that, she's given me one high-five. One.
That's all you deserved.
I mean...
Because I did tell her about the toothbrushes.
Don't you... You're not supposed to tell everybody about
Everyone needs to know.
Nobody needs to know about the toothbrushes.
You know what everybody does need to know?
I'm going to steal your toothbrush. What?
You better stay the fuck away from my toothbrushes. Everybody needs to know the fucking name of the guy who tackled Bret Hart last night.
Do you know this?
Do you know his? I don't know.
How fucking great would it have been if I was just like, actually, his name is, and then said the name? I don't know. I want to know.
I don't know.
This is a call to arms to all of the Jester's students of the Academy.
Come on, man. We could fucking Google Foo that in like 20 seconds.
I'm telling you, it's not out there
straight
yet.
Straight up Google
I have
food.
Google food it. Today.
Really?
It's not
There's
out there.
There's
got
to be an arrest record.
It's Google food the hell out
there
of
There has to be an arrest record.
I'm wondering if they even arrested him because they beat the shit out of him, if that's
they
the case.
They beat him good.
So Man. Why would they even arrest him? He's not even conscious at See, the end of the shit.
Who the fuck does that?
That just goes back to my fucking point that if there's no arrest record even, this shit is fake. I don't know, man.
It happened last night, though. I mean,
feel
is
like
the
they
arrest
probably
record
didn't
be
arrest
public?
Him. Out of like just straight up feeling bad, maybe?
He'll be arrested. No,
you
he
get
is
arrested. Your fucking papers, your face is in the papers the next day.
Mm.
Well, yes and no. It is a weekend.
That's true.
You don't even get an arraignment until Monday.
You need
now.
A few days That's for true. It to be printed.
You don't get an arraignment until Monday.
Yeah, he's locked up. He's locked up
right now. He's in public.
That sucks.
Fucking yeah. He's sitting in a small cell
I got
with many men. You have his name.
I got his name.
Fuck
many
yes.
Men.
What's his name, Bob?
Zachary Madsen. From Lincoln, Nebraska.
Lincoln, Nebraska. Why was he in Brooklyn?
Why was he in Brooklyn?
Says the
way to be a super fan.
This is the New York Post. Says the crazed fan who charged WWE legend Bret the Hitman Hart during his Hall of Fame acceptance speech has targeted another wrestler before. According to police records. According to police records obtained by the Post on Sunday, Zachary Madsen of Lincoln, Nebraska was busted in September for allegedly stalking mixed martial artist Harris Tell. Oh, God, I can't say that name.
Try.
They get weird. The mixed martial arts ones get a little tricky.
Do it.
Telunzik, I think.
Did you say Lincoln?
Harris Nebraska? Telunzik, yeah.
Oh, that's where that fucking weird haunted forest is supposed to be.
Really?
Yeah.
Why aren't we there?
At I am mad. Oh, mad underscores and then S-E-N. Well,
I retract my statement. If this guy's done it before, then obviously it's fucking
real. Didn't feel like a work to me when I saw it. Because obviously on live TV, the feed just cuts out. It goes black.
It wouldn't surprise me if it was, but...
It'd be an interesting take, like a new way to do a work, but this one seemed...
Yeah, that was my point. It's just like...
There's nothing.
Taking it from the source?
I don't think there's anything I could see from WWE to promote something or to introduce a new wrestler or something that wouldn't surprise me anymore.
And there's his Twitter, 710 followers. Now it's 711, Zach. Let me get at you a little bit.
Why? What is the point of that? Is there anything as far as like an explanation as to why he does that shit? Like, are you just fucking weird?
His last tweet was, furthermore, you people need to stop asking what I can do for you and start asking yourself what you can do for me. And by you people, I mean you clusters of tetrahedrons.
Whoa.
And Googling tetrahedrons.
And then you look at the comments, because that was 3 days ago. The comments are, you disrespectful punk. You got off so easy last night. How dare you attack Bret Hart of all people? And you were so lucky that the anvil wasn't there. Obviously, he would kick your ass. He's dead. You lucky Bret didn't have a heart attack.
Oh, shit.
Travis Brown already did everyone I wanted to do for you.
Hey, guys.
What the fuck?
I said he's actually an amateur MMA fighter.
Is he?
Yep.
Well, okay. He didn't say a fucking thing to Travis Brown. Well, he's my new victim. Just gonna go ahead and save that for tonight. I was gonna do a whole bit where I was a call to arms for the listeners to tell us his Twitter handle, and magically Bob just got me that shit, dude. Oh, I'm so happy. We can move on now. I'm good.
Yeah.
More to come for Zach Madsen.
Stay tuned.
In the fuck? Yeah, they fucked him up.
I'm curious as to why he called everybody tetrahedrons. It's a pyramid.
Yeah, they're all pyramids.
It's a shape. Yeah.
It's literally just a shape.
You're kind of a pyramid.
I'm not.
You're scam.
I'm more of a circle.
Scam.
You're like a cylindrical dickhead.
It really didn't mean anything.
I could take the cylindrical.
He thought it sounded like a cool word to insult someone.
Yeah, this is a big word. Yeah. You're a fucking tetrahedron. Is that smart? Am I smart now?
Like, you would have gotten probably a little bit more something calling somebody a square, maybe. Of all things, you call them a triangle.
You're going to need to watch your mouth in this podcast.
You see how everybody got offended real quick?
Do not call them
I'll tell you what.
Squares.
You keep calling people squares and you will not be around.
See, but I'm a circle.
Are you a shapist?
I might be. I'm not sure. Is that a thing?
Great. Now we're offended by shapes. Damn it, America.
Don't tell me what I can be offended by.
I was raised to understand and respect people's shapes.
But what if they're oblong?
Those are garbage people and they don't belong in society.
Jesus.
And bed.
Man, yeah, they fucking fuck that dude up.
Dude, it's bad.
When they take him out of the ring, they knock him down again. The wrestlers do. And the security's just standing back. That's why I thought it was fake, because the wrestlers were handling it and security was standing back. Like,
at that point, though, the wrestlers are trained athletes. I mean, you want to get in between.
Still, they're
not security.
They will be upset. Triple H was very. I'm going to nerd out real quick, and I got the hiccups out of nowhere because I ate one onion ring. But when Triple H and Stone Cold had a match back in the night, I'm telling you, it happened with one ring.
You got to stop, bro.
Just with one ring.
One ring to ruin the podcast. A fan runs out of the audience, jumps on Stone Cold. Triple H sees it. Triple H is the bad guy in the match. He's the heel. Grabs the dude and suplexes him off of Stone Cold and starts fucking wearing his face out until security comes in. And he was pissed that he had to be on top of this guy for so long before security acted. I don't know what the security's rules are or how quick they can get into a ring. If it's like, do not be on camera or some shit like that. I mean, it's happened before where security has not gotten in there as fast as they should.
Yeah. Yeah.
His face doesn't look great.
Oh, shit. Damn,
look at that
bro.
Motherfucker. What did you think was going to happen?
Oh, my God.
Okay, but you also have to think about it right now,
his
right?
His nose
he
is
looks
now...
like the cross between...
His nose is an innie now.
His it nose is mostly on his right
He's
cheek.
He's like a cross between the Joker and a pug.
He got everything he deserved.
Did they punch his eyes closer together?
Maybe. Yeah, they squished his head. Dude, Travis Brown they ended Brendan Schaub's career.
That's bad.
He's a heavyweight fighter that beat the number four heavyweight fighter to the point where he didn't want to fight anymore.
Yeah, they yeah. squished his fucking
and
head.
And he's the first one that got his hands on yeah. that guy. Just some guy. Yeah, oh, no. He's never going to. And he has not tweeted since 3 days ago, which means, yeah. like I said, he's not been arraigned yet. Well, he's stuck in a holding cell.
All of his bones are broken.
So yeah, he's been squashed.
I'm very curious to see the next tweet that motherfucker makes. Like, just so you guys know, they fucking me, though.
I don't know, man. I think he's going to have a fucking payday.
Do you guys see me?
That's what I was just thinking.
He could, legally.
That's literally what I was just thinking,
That's
too.
Assault.
Is that he just got his ass whipped by a bunch of different people.
But he's going to have to be able to afford a better lawyer than all these millionaire tough yeah. guys can
he
to
don't,
prove that
honestly, he doesn't
he
need
was
it
in the right.
Because the only one he attacked was...
A 70-something-year-old man.
Yeah, but it was only him. Everybody else jumped on him.
From looking at the video, the best video you can find... I don't think they have a case against Travis Brown. I think the only one he can really sue with proof would be that Dash Wilder guy. He's the one probably, that right after and they're walking out of the ring, he just turns and hooks him right in the fucking head. And
I can probably say there's the first person footage. That hit him probably won't get in trouble because he was protecting the other individual.
There's footage of him on the fucking ground with one of those wrestlers just fucking... Laying into
that was Travis
him.
Brown. Fucking that wasn't a wrestler. Boom. That was an MMA fighter.
Okay. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I think he's going to get a chunk, man. I really do.
I'd be interested. We'll follow this. This is the watch. This is Jester's watch.
Wow.
I think the Zach might. Madsen watch.
There's
we're going to find
good
out what
chance
happens.
Of that because technically he got jumped. And me just knowing by experience of the whole situation, you don't have to do shit.
Yeah, well, he was in the wrong fucking hood.
He definitely was. He's from yeah.
the he got jumped. Yo,
this motherfucker
was
from
lacking,
Nebraska.
Bro. In motherfucker New York. Was in the wrong hood, yeah. lacking
for sure.
What color you? What color you repping?
Fucking blue and black.
What's gonna go through your mind to just attempt something like that?
I mean, shit.
I don't. I honestly can't.
I mean,
I saw. I
judging
thought
by
I
the
saw,
images I've seen, you're a bigger dude than he is.
Yeah.
Right.
Would you attempt?
No. No, for many reasons.
I mean,
reasons.
On your
yeah.
worst
yeah,
day,
I mean, really.
You got something personal against this guy you want to fight.
Yeah, it could be
ring.
That guy
would
I fucking
would you attempt
hate.
It in front of that many
No.
athletes?
God, I want to know what his reason was behind the whole thing.
I know what I have been able to do, and I know what I've seen all those men do.
Yeah,
and so yeah. I'll just stay on my side of the barrier.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
So just out of curiosity, you said he was stalking another person, right?
Yeah, who was the other one?
Who was
it,
the
was
other?
A, it was another. It was an MMA fighter.
Did he at all like, try to gonna. Attack
they
him
were,
or anything?
Were,
more's going to come out from Zach. And we're
oh,
gonna
yeah,
be
of course.
On, just so you both, know, listeners, we're going to fucking let you know. We're on this.
Yeah, let me find it.
This is all I care about right now.
They were both training in the same gym.
That's fucking crazy. Like, there had to have been a mental reason, or like he had to have a thought, or maybe even he didn't take his meds that day. I mean, fuck
no,
it.
No, or the question is, how many push-ups can you do before you think yeah, you can so, fight all of those men?
Says he was busted in September for allegedly stalking mixed martial artist Harris Towel something. I can't pronounce the name.
Harris Towel Watcher.
So he was already a weird Washer. Motherfucker anyways.
The guy he was stalking was a 23-year-old mixed martial artist. He obtained an order of protection against Madsen. Says, but he violated the order twice by texting him.
Why does he have your number?
It
says those cases are still pending, it says.
Man, first off.
But he got an order of protection again. I mean, it got to the point where he's like, hey, stop.
Why
you can,
do
you
have you
can
this
contact,
number?
And I probably shouldn't say this on the podcast, but you can contact the representation of a smaller celebrity, like a B-lister, and make it believable enough in an email where you can get some pretty vital stuff if you just have that good role for this client.
Yeah, yeah,
that good thing. Hey, you want to be on Hot Ones? Hey, we want to get your dude on Hot Ones. Okay, yeah, this is the number. But really, you're just fucking the guy who's going to get punched real hard for going after Bret Hart. I'm not saying you can go out and get Tom Cruise's phone number, but you can probably go out and get like Seth Rogen's email.
So he jumps in the ring, runs up to Bret Hart. It looked like he grabbed him from behind.
Yeah.
Threw an arm around his neck, right? Is that what you guys saw?
What I saw was he ran up on him, grabbed him like a bear hug, and then kind of threw himself to the side to bring Bret Hart down. Not so much a tackle, but like he grabbed and whipped him down.
And then the chick that was standing next to Bret Hart.
I'll tell you.
I had to watch it a couple of times. So I was like, did Bret Hart just grab this bitch to save himself? He didn't. Yeah. He was going to take the fall, but she grabbed him.
Right.
Because it's Bret Hart, dude.
Dude, she could have.
Hit a hitman.
She could have killed that dude.
What if he dies? What if the hitman calls a hit out on Zach Madsen?
I think it's too late for that.
Am I the only one who
I think that
he had a Rasta hat on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Complete with dreads.
Yeah.
Because in this sick motherfucker's head, he was gonna just get at Bret Hart and then run out the other side of the ring to safety.
Yeah.
No. Did you hear the crowd? Fuck him up. Yeah. Fuck him up.
Beat his ass.
Yeah, beat his ass. Beat his ass.
And then it went to asshole.
Yeah.
That shit was hilarious.
You hear like fans in the crowd, are you fucking kidding me? Like nobody liked that.
Yeah, no.
That was the most unlike thing.
They were serving alcohol there. I thought I saw people with like cups with like alcohol. I don't
know. He didn't even get a chance to
hit him. I'm drinking alcohol. I don't want to go tackle a dude.
He didn't even get a chance to hit him.
No.
He was standing right next to an MMA fighter who probably grew up watching Bret Hart as a kid. Like, I want to learn how to fight.
He did get to put hands on him, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So he did. He got to put hands on him.
He grabbed him and flung him.
Did he intend to strike him?
I don't know what he intended to do.
He didn't have a fucking chance to. From what I'm watching right now at this
moment in
time.
He does not have a chance.
The moment they hit the ground,
his ass is on top.
He covered up. As soon as he hit the ground, he covered up.
The Hart Foundation, too. That's one thing about Owen Hart and Bret Hart, those aren't just like guys who got into wrestling for the show of it. Their father, or was it the grandfather?
I think it was.
He trains MMA fighters. Like, he is legit. The shit they do on the ground. Like, yeah. Bret Hart gets you on the ground and has a chance to do something to you, you're going to get fucked up. You're going to scream.
Yeah.
He learned legit wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the fucking point, though? For real? Jesus Christ.
Nothing to it. Yeah, there's no point.
He tried to suplex him, bro. That's what he tried to do.
Is that what it looks like?
That's exactly what it looks like. He has his hands wrapped around his middle section.
Yeah, like his midsection.
Yeah, like he was going to try to suplex him and he couldn't pick him up.
Of course not.
Like,
that's, you know how dense your bones get from all those steroids?
Right after that.
I don't know, that's the thing.
That's what he tried to do. He tried to suplex him and couldn't because the girl grabbed him and threw him off.
The girl did.
The girl grabbed him while he was going down. Yeah. He tried to fucking flip him backwards, and when that happened, the girl grabbed him, and she went down with him. And instead of him flipping him backwards, it pulled him to the side.
Have you seen her fucking arms? That chick is built.
I seen her ass. That's not even true.
See that ass, though.
I don't even know why I said that. That was so shitty. I don't even know why I said that.
So disrespectful.
Yeah, I mean, it was disrespectful. The joke was that it was disrespectful. Like, it's shitty to be shitty. That was so
okay,
stupid.
So you paid money to go to jail that day.
Not only that, but I brought this up last night in the text, but you paid money to go to a show in Brooklyn. You're from Nebraska. A show where there's no wrestling.
What a dipshit.
It's just old wrestlers coming to the ring and giving a speech for going to the Hall of Fame, and that's the one you paid. That's why he tackled somebody. He's like, wait, what's up? What's happening? I'm going to kill somebody.
There's going to be fucking wrestling tonight.
Nobody went through a table.
I just don't get the point.
What, of grabbing a man?
I don't get the point.
No, I'm asking you. You don't understand the point of grabbing a man?
I don't get the point of him doing it.
Here's the thing. Men's only cuddling groups are a new thing. And I think this may be what Zach needed.
I'm sorry?
Well, they're redefining masculinity for the millennial generation.
What?
Well, men's cuddling groups.
Excuse me.
Well, okay. I see you may need some more information.
Excuse me, I'm leaving. I'm going home.
Yeah,
I'm done.
Bob, can you tackle?
Yeah, no, I'm done.
Don't
with
touch
this
me.
Shit.
I don't need a snuggle. I'm good.
A Plymouth, Pennsylvania men's group is introducing an all men's cuddling event in order to help men redefine masculinity in their lives and to cope with the past sexual abuse. The men's therapeutic cuddle group is, as it's known on meetup.com, wants to help all men regardless of past experience with sexual abuse.
Oh my God,
and aims to
bro.
Provide a safe, structured, and platonic environment for men to experience the three A's.
What the fuck
what
is
those?
I'm not even sure I want to know.
Should we all try to guess before
I'm not
I continue?
Sure I want to know.
I'm guessing one of them's affection.
And the other one's anal.
What the fuck, really, dude?
Anal affection?
Look, man.
Bob, do you want to throw the next one out?
I don't think.
Sexual I like abuse where this no whole
conversation
joke.
Is going.
I don't know what men's cuddling has anything to do with it. And I'd like to point out
that Macho needs
it.
To wear pants if he's going to keep his feet up in the air what? Like that.
Just fucking look.
Yeah, dude. Those are some short look, shorts, bro. And all of us are wearing jeans.
Right?
You guys are weird.
I it's mean, I feel like I'm outside. Sitting next to a fucking subway tunnel.
I see your balls and hood.
Just look at it. It's fine.
I'm not.
Although,
Stop looking at it.
At the same time, his ass does give great blowjobs. So.
That doesn't even make sense, all right, Bob.
So we were going to save this for next year, but we are splitting up. Me and Chris are going to do a podcast where we don't have sex with each other. Yeah. And then Macho and Bob will be continuing the gestures again.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Going to show him a thing or two?
Gestures straight cast.
Yeah.
Cis cast.
So the three A's are acceptance.
Okay.
Affirmation. And affection. You got that. Oh, you were there, dude.
I was thinking affirmation as well.
This is part of your
This is me and Chris's. Yeah, it's the AAA podcast.
I'm so confused.
The cuddling.
As you should. The next session is April 3rd, and there's still room to sign up if you wanted to figure it out.
I don't.
All right. Well, all participants must be over 18 years of age and come to the event fully clothed. According to the event invitation, men must be hygienically sound. And be present promptly at 7 p.m., which is kind of how we do it here. they are also required to ask everyone else in the group for verbal consent before engaging in any actual touching or cuddling.
Why? Is it even a thing?
Oh, fuck. We should just go and be like, nah, don't touch me, bro.
Oh, for real?
Don't touch me, bro.
Show up, clothed, at 7, soundly.
I'm just here to watch.
But you do not. I do not consent. I'm just so here good. To make sure. I'm here to supervise.
I'm here to validate.
I'm here to fucking protest whatever the hell's happening in this room. No, I mean, it's not. But this isn't gay, right? This is not a gay thing. They're not saying.
Well, hey, it's not a gay thing, but it is from meetup.com. So you fucking do the fucking thing.
I don't know, man.
But then they throw sexual abuse in the mix as well.
Yeah,
what
it's
the
for
fuck
men
is going
that were
on?
Sexually abused. It doesn't necessarily say it's for gay men.
It sounds bad, bro. It just sounds bad, man. I gotta say.
Why?
This world.
Guys get together and go play paintball.
Yeah, that's fucking
but
awesome.
I ain't fucking hugging nobody or grabbing nobody or touching nobody. I mean,
I don't
shooting you.
Play grab ass.
Yeah, but you don't hunt either.
It's true.
So guys go out and hunt together.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
So there's just some activities you don't go out and do with other guys, whereas these men go out and they accept, affirm, and affect.
I'm affected right fucking now, bro. I'll tell you what. This
I'm definitely
got me
triggered about it.
Dude, I don't care. I'm
you do whatever you want to do.
Masculinity, so.
That's fine.
They want to fucking snuggle. Go ahead.
You want to go check it out? Go check it out. I don't care.
They do establish safe touch boundaries and only allow non-sexual cuddling. So now how do you feel about it?
Uh-huh. I still feel bad about it.
Why? Why?
Okay.
According to the events meetup.com age, men may want to cuddle for many reasons, including to help heal past sexual abuse. If touch boundaries are not honored by all men, it can be damaging to the emotional, psychological health of other men.
How is touching another dude going to help that?
The last thing you want when you go for a snuggle is to fucking hear a...
Oh, my God.
You don't want that at all.
You don't want the human centipede.
There's boundaries. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? There's fucking boundaries.
What the fuck? I don't want to see a human centipede of married men.
Jesus.
All right. Well, maybe this will help you guys understand. Did you need some details?
I don't want it no more.
No, but listen. I think I can clear this up for everyone in the room. Group organizers suggest holding your fellow man in the motorcycle style position, which is described as the holder who sits on a pillow on the floor with his back against a wall or sofa. The second man, the one being held, sits in front of the holder facing forward so his back rests on the holder's chest.
Oh, they're spooning sitting
up. Yeah, so you have a dick on your back.
His head on the shoulder. The holder will embrace the man around the chest and in time maybe ask for additional forms or affection such as hand holding, hair or beard stroking. I started saying something else, but
different
I read.
Else. Yeah, whatever.
I'm done here.
Okay.
I'm broken.
Yeah, me too. I mean, this broke me too. I don't know how I got to this from Zach, but
see, when
I feel like Zach does this type
of
shit.
Here's the thing, though.
Oh, man.
I would be...
This feels bad.
Excited.
I would be so overwhelmed with the desire to go for a rear naked choke that I wouldn't be cuddling.
Okay, we're going to start out in the motorcycle position, and then we're going to do like a Darcy. I want to get full top control. But also, affection such as hand-holding, hair or beard stroking, back rubbing, and hand massages, etc.
That's so creepy.
Yeah, that's fucking weird. I don't want you touching me, like, at all.
Okay, but now, hear me out. That's weird, right? But can I sell you with this thing?
Oh.
Other options are spooning. You mentioned that.
Well, they're spooning sitting up.
Right.
So.
Same
or
shit.
A little move we like to call
the reach around,
the cuddle train.
Ah, that's where they all are.
That's where they all. It's a human centipede.
It's not just in Pennsylvania.
No, you're right. It's here. As a matter of fact, it's here.
Okay, well, where do you guys meet up?
It's
like where,
fuck, like, dude? Like you, I wasn't going
you
that
finally
deep.
Made it that my curiosity got the
I'm
best
just
of
reading
me?
The same page. You found the shit local. Like, I don't know, dude.
Like, my curiosity finally got the best of me, and yeah, dude, it's happening all over. And
I
it's
want
bad.
You to know that I respect that for you.
Yeah, man.
Oh, it's bad. Oh, but I did find so other categories, right? Are outdoors and adventure, tech, family, health and fitness.
I have a question about tech.
Learning, hold on. Photography, right. Food and drink, writing, language and culture, music, movement, film. Beliefs, sci-fi, and games.
My
arts,
dude, are you reading a dictionary?
I have
clubs,
a question about beliefs.
Dance, pets, hobbies, and crafts.
I have a question about pets!
Fashion and beauty, social, career, and business, and nonetheless, LGBTQ.
That seems okay, but whatever. I want to know more about pets. Can you...
I don't want to click on anything
about
anymore.
Pets for me.
Yeah. I want to know about business.
I want to click on anything else.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, I
want to
know about the business
more,
aspect
because
of
we
this.
Always want to make money here at Justice
Where
Academy.
Does the human snuggle peed fit into this?
I don't yeah. want to do
Where's
it.
Where's the snuggle profits? Is kind of what I want to know.
Make sense. Yeah. Like, because you're saying this and none of this shit makes sense. I'm going to say that's social, right? That would
See,
just be social.
You searched one thing and then Macho went back in and searched and added near me at the end.
Yeah,
I did not. I yeah, did not.
I'm sure he did.
No, he just went to his bookmarks.
You have to delete your history.
I'm going to have to. Yeah. Otherwise, my wife's going to kill me.
She's going to leave you, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Macho's fucking gay.
Yeah. And he has too many toothbrushes.
Way too many
this
toothbrushes.
Is bad. So bad.
A quick Google search shows that Pennsylvania isn't the only state where men's only cuddle is coming into fashion. Groups like Cuddling Men NYC and Men Cuddling Men in Chicago, Illinois offer the same services and organize men-only cuddling events with regularity in both major cities.
Hey, Macho Man, I know you've been having a hard time lately.
I don't know.
Just want you to know.
I'm about to sign Chris up.
I'm fucking here for you, bro. Like,
Chris, I'm actually signing you up right now.
No homo. If you need a snuggle... I'm down.
I'm signing you up for the magic camping trip.
Bob, between me and you, What's if you need a cuddle, I'm not down. I'll talk to you about right it, but like, we'll not touch.
Like, seriously, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
Dustin, I think you're
Why
story
are you touching
You know what I mean,
get
bro?
Get your fucking hand off
Like,
me.
I'm good.
You
just,
no.
You just turned a couple people.
So often,
Yo,
it's so easy to make people uncomfortable.
My thing is, so often we're taught that being, that, you know, you have to be like an emotional, stoic man, right?
Apparently that's toxic now.
If you show any emotional weakness or vulnerability, that's a failure to your title of a man.
So, apparently that's wrong now.
So I'm going to take that I'm the closest to the computer. I should just close it, right?
You know, what happens is you're the closest to actually signing up for one of these things on your fucking phone.
No, right I was now. Actually signing Chris up for the magic camping trip.
If we expect men to be emotionally sensitive to the needs of others, they first need to be able to build an emotional vocabulary. They do caution that cuddling is just one tool in the emotional stability toolbox.
Jeez, dude. I hate it here.
I guess we're just fucking old, man. We're fucking...
I'm not okay with
outdated,
cuddling with
man.
Another dude.
Obsolete.
I mean, let's just put it this way, okay? Dustin, you had a bachelor's party.
Yeah,
right?
You were there.
Okay, so you and Chris slept in the same bed, right?
Yeah, and I would like to actually go. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, no, that's where I'm going.
Oh,
right
I'm excited
now.
To talk about that because this makes you, Bob, look real bad.
I slept on the pullout couch, and Bob was like, fuck that. And
I want it to be
floor.
Known that during my bachelor party, it's probably one of the drunkest times of my life.
Oh, we were fucked.
And I happened to just lay out the sickest fucking burn on Macho and Bob. Like, and it was just total drunk moment of clarity. Because, yeah, it was a bachelor party at like a really nice hotel. The guy who actually footed the bill for the hotel had like the master bedroom area.
Yeah.
And he slept there. And that's whatever. It's great. Thank you for the thing. But then there was also another room that had one bed in it. And it was me, Macho, Bob, and Chris. Well, Bob and Macho were immediately like, okay, so we're sleeping on the floor. Let me get a blanket. And me and Chris, I was drunk, but I saw the room and was like, okay, so I'm going to sleep on the bed. And Chris was like, yeah, dope. I'm going to sleep on the bed. So we decided to sleep like facing different directions. My head at the bottom, his at the top. And we laid there. And Macho made a little comment like, y'all are gay. And I'm like, no, listen. And I'm drunk as fuck. But this just came to me. I'm like,
I remember
me and
that.
Chris know
that.
For sure, without a fucking shadow of a doubt, that there's no danger that we're going to have sex in this bed tonight. You two are on the floor because you can't be sure. And then I went to sleep. And it was like the most fucking eloquent burn in my drunken stupor before I went nighty poos. Then I woke up and my ass hurt. But that's unrelated.
That was just from the fart transplants.
Yeah, my dick, my dick was mad red when I woke up. I don't
he
know.
Kept putting his farts in my butt. And I'd shoot my farts in his butt.
It's just the fart transplants.
It doesn't matter, though.
It's normal, bro.
The point is...
You guys slept on the floor and we slept on a comfy bed.
Because Macho ain't gay.
And that's fine.
Yeah,
but
fuck.
And you made sure of it. We also were not gay, but also got to sleep on like a dope bed.
I slept on a bed.
I did not sleep on the floor,
Dustin. I wasn't necessarily worried about gayness. What I was worried about is just like rolling over in the middle of the night and feeling something I didn't want to be feeling.
I don't even know. I'll be asleep. I'm drunk. I'm not going to wake up for many things.
I'm not going to wake up for shit. Damn, we really were fucked up that night, though. We definitely were.
Macho
water slides were awesome.
Macho got a book bag designed to hold vodka.
Yes, I did.
With hidden straws. And then we did a laser tag. I loved it. Yep. Like, you hear bachelor party and it's like, oh, strippers, you know, drugs. No. We did fucking go-karts on a tower.
Wasn't there only one person who wanted strippers that day?
It was only one.
Yeah. And he got so mad, like so butthurt. He just did not want to stay at the bachelor party anymore.
That was my fault. That one person had told me in private, hey, I can't drink. I don't take it well. I've stopped doing it because if I have one, shit spirals real fast. And I'm like, dude, come on. It's my bachelor party.
Yeah. One beer.
Drink with me, bro.
One beer and all of a sudden you're turbo bursting down a fucking
turbo
water.
Turns out he was telling me the God's honest truth because we're all trying to play poker and he's screaming out the balcony, show me your tits.
Show me your tits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was that guy.
I didn't feel like getting kicked out that night.
Yeah, now did you say that? He became that dude.
He's still my dude though, man. He said it. He said it before it happened. Like, hey man, I really shouldn't.
I mean, you got to respect
that. And I was that dick like, oh, just come on, bro. Dude, come on. Suck it back. We can all share a bed, bro.
It's fine.
Cuddle parties.
Oh, snuggle peed.
And good times. I fucked Bob that night.
Don't stop. Keep going.